Almighty God. Peace and hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before you. What a mighty God. We serve to you, serve a living Jesus. What a mighty God. I serve a living God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. We serve a living God. Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before you. What a mighty God we serve. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Oh, no, what? Because I know. Oh, he knows my future. My life is one, a living Jesus, because he lives, because he lives, and I face tomorrow, oh Lua, because he lives, of there is all, of there is gone, because I know, because I know. Oh, he owns my future. My life is for the living just because I speak not to them to say, Savior, hallelujah, my humble God. Lift up your voice and thank God, Lord of the earth. While all others thou art one, holy, Baba, do not pass me by. Sing to Savior, sing. Lift up your voice and call Savior tonight. Savior, Savior, yeah. My humble God, yeah, my humble God, Lord, that's thou art called, calling my doom, now pass me back, oh, yes, into Jesus, Jesus. Lift up my voice and call Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, yeah. I humble God, yeah, my humble God. The Lord has thou art called. Holy Baba, do not pass me back. Alpha, Omega. Beside you, Lua, there is no other God. Oh, your link is loud and fine. Just worship your maker tonight. Omega, beside you, Lord, beside you, there is no other. There is no other God. Just lift up your hands and wave your hands to the Lord. Alpha Omega, Omega, beside you, beside you, there is no other, there is no other God. Just worship your maker tonight. Masekeli prasekechole mochotoya baba. Risekechole mochotoya baba. Oh yeah, begin to worship your kingdom here tonight. There is no other God, no other God. Abba, Baba be Omega, Omega beside you. There is no other, there is no other God. Just worship your kingdom, King, the Lord of God. The maker of heaven and earth. The one that rests in heaven and the footstool is here on earth. Beside you, there is no other God. There is no other, there is no other God. Alpha, Oluwa, Thank you over your children, your family. Just begin to worship His majesty. Beside you, oh, there is no other God. Oh, my God, Alpha, Alpha, Omega. Oh, beside you, there is no other God. Just lift up your hand, begin to worship the King of Kings. Oh, we worship your majesty, begin to worship your maker tonight. The one that cannot change, unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star, the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher, the one that I've been watching over you and your family, from January to February, February to March, March to April, April to May, May to June, June to July, August, even September to October. Open your mouth and give the blessing name of the Lord. Over your children, say thank you, Jesus. Over your marriage, say thank you, Jesus. For roof over your head, say thank you, Jesus. For clothes over your body, say thank you, Jesus. So people are mad on the streets. They don't know what they are doing at the moment. But you, God, are preserved you and I. Lift up your voice, God. We are not in the mortuary. We are in the sanctuary. We are calling the name. It's only the living that can appreciate God. Lift him up tonight. Just worship it. Bless his holy name. Forget about your problem. He's a problem solver. Just appreciate him. Lift up your voice. Ah, begin to worship your majesty. Oh, we worship your majesty, Lord. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. He's the I am that I am, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star, the author and the finisher, the writer of destiny. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Lift up your voice. Over your family, say thank you very much. Over your health, say thank you very much. Over your house, say thank you very much. For food on your table, say that to them all. I'm all the God. Yes, Lord. Who is like this? You are glorious in holiness and fearfully precious. Always do in wonders. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Sing you one more time. I'm all the God. Lift up your voice and worship the Lord. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always do in wonders. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to help me thank God because of this prayer line. Sing that song from the depth of your heart. I'm all the God. Lift up your voice and watch you do. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. Thou fearfully praises. Always do in wonders. Hallelujah. There are several times the enemy will attack that this prayer will not come to pass. But God in his infinite mercy has not made us miss a day. Lift up our among the gods. Hey, who is like this? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always do He wonders, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for another time in your presence tonight. We appreciate you because you are the God that is always doing wonders at will. Tonight is another night of divine appointment with you. For as many people that are connected already and those who are still going to connect, Father, tonight, don't let anyone go disappointed. In the mighty name of Jesus, tonight, please speak to everyone's life and let your name be glorified. Let the glory be to you, Lord, and let the shame be to the enemy. And we shall retain the blessing. We return the glory back to you in the name of the Father and that of the Son. And fearfully praises always do in wonders. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, my Father. in any way I've sinned against you, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the prayer of a sinner is an abomination. Father, Lord, whatever I've done in my life that you are not happy about, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. Father, show your mercy. Oluwa, show your mercy. Oluwa, show your mercy. Aye, Raye, show your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Tell God to show his mercy. Father, show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. I ask God for mercy to you. It's only the mercy of God that can connect you to the throne of grace. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace and we receive help in time of need. Father, whatever I've done in my life, that I want to stand against my prayer. Father, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Upon my children, please have mercy. Upon my marriage, please have mercy. Upon my wife, please have mercy. Upon my own life, upon my ministry, please be merciful. Show me your mercy tonight. In Jesus, then we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. And let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire. In the name of Jesus, let the heaven over my prayer. Daniel's prayer was blocked in heavenish. Father, tonight, oh Lord, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Open your mouth and pray. Father, Lord, my heaven must open. Oh yeah, my heaven open up by fire. Oh, oh, wow. Let my heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus, let my heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Tell God, your heaven must open tonight. In the name of Jesus, you cannot just continue like this. Your heaven must open. Father, Lord, in your mercy, Lord, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every piece of pressure, holding us to my answer to prayer, open your mouth and pray. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I shall end this year better than the way I started. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. You better end yourself in that prayer. It doesn't matter how you started this year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, they are almost gone on us. Father, it doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. I will end this year better than the way I started. In the name of Jesus, it's a powerful prayer point. Open your other prayer, pray. Father, not tonight, oh no, this year, oh Lord, I don't care what the enemy is planning. I will end better than the way I started. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. Shout this one out and clear. Say, any form of tragedy that the enemy is planning for me and my family in the remaining days of this year, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Any form of tragedy, don't go show off. Any form of battle that the enemy is planning for me and my family in these remaining days of this year 2020. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yes, scatter the tragedy in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Any form of bad news that the enemy is planning for me and my family. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in Jesus' name. We are praying. Beloved, this one has got nothing to do with Christendom at all. Whether you are a Christian, they are Christian. Everywhere in the whole world, when it comes to December, there is a kind of mood that people celebrate Christmas. They go out of their way no matter what happens. But let me tell you one thing. There are some powers that make sure that there's some family they are crying when other others are rejoicing. I stand here to decree in the name that is above every other thing, that whatever the enemy is putting in place, whatever the strategy the enemy is packing in together, to make sure that you are crying when others are rejoicing. If your amen is loud, that strategy shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, it shall backfire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray for yourself. This night, pray this prayer upon whether it makes sense to you or not. Say, any power that is determined to spoil my December. This one doesn't, don't say it doesn't concern you. Everybody is planning one thing or the other. You know that your family, you hear your voice all over the world, you'll be happy. But there are some power that are planning to spoil the happiness. Say this one other clear. Say, wicked power that is planning to spoil my December. Yeah, the word of the Lord scatter by
open your mouth and pray that prayer. You know what we are praying. There are some problems that can enter people's family and they will spoil all the good things they have been doing. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every battle that want to spoil by December, you are a liar. Die by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, there will be a session tonight that will be praying for our children. I don't know why the devil is so fussy about the issue of destroying our children. But you will agree with me that our children are our tomorrow. There is our children, they are the ones that will take after us. But if the devil is not attacking them now, how would our tomorrow look like? But one thing is sure, in the name that is above every other name, our tomorrow shall be great. Do I want to shout this prayer point loud and clear? Say, any arrow fired into the life of my children, you are a liar! Scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, let the arrow come back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Oh, put your mouth up. Every arrow fired into the life of my children. Oh, put your mouth up. My sister, pray that prayer. Whether you have given that or not, it doesn't matter. You are sowing a seed for your children yet unborn. Oh, put your mouth up. Pray that prayer. Every arrow shot into the life of my children. If you have not given birth, lay your hands on your womb and begin to declare it. Oh, put your mouth up. In the name of Jesus, every arrow shot in the life of my children. In the name of Jesus, I return the arrow back to sender. Go 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 back to sender. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, there are some problems that will enter some people's life. And that problem will return them back to square one. They will return them back to square one. You know the level you used to be. Now God has brought you to a certain level. But there are some powers that are not happy. The Bible says a great and effectual door is open unto you. But there are many adversaries. Many of us are facing the adversary at the gate of our breakthrough. But tonight I stand. Any battle at the edge of your success, the battle expires tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are going to press this all right there. Say battles at the edge of my next level in life. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Scatter. Oh, put your mother up. Oh, yeah, scatter the battle tonight. In the name of Jesus, every battle at the edge of your next level. In the name of Jesus, at the end of you getting married, at the end of you getting the job, at the end of you being promoted, the battle that arise at that particular edge. Oh, yeah, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Look at yourself tonight. Something must happen to you. You must make it alive. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Beloved, you are going to pray this one out and clear. Say, every battle assigned to render my life useless. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. The battle that want to render your life useless. You know what God has deposited in you, but there are some battles that can arise that can render you useless. Open your mouth and pray. You know the brain, you know the knowledge that God has given you, but there are some battles arising in your life that does not want that to come to reality. Open your mouth and pray. The battle must scatter. The battle must scatter. The battle must scatter. The battle must scatter. Aha. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer for your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, yes. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, there is one added in Yoruba. When it is called Yoruba, it means that when there is too much problem in your life, sometimes you want to consider going back to Egypt. There's some problem that when I hear something, I say, how can people be so wicked? How can can this world be full of wickedness? And I remember what Job said in Job 40 chapter 1. He said, man born of a woman is of a few days. And those few days are full of trouble. But God said in Matthew 11, 28, he said, come unto ye all ye that labor, and I will lend it, and I will give you rest. I told somebody, God is the only one that can give you rest. That's why he says, you come unto me. If you come, you must call him. If you don't call him, he will not answer you. Lift up your voice and pray this one loud and clear. Say, every wicked battle aside to render my life useless. That is a Satan that need that prayer. That's how we are repeating the prayer. They want to render you as if you don't know what to do today. You are going to shout it out clear. Say, we can battle. Aside to render my life useless. You are a liar. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter now. Aha. Scatter, 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 scatter. Open your mouth. Aha. Scatter the battle. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, put your mother, pray, pray, pray. Hey, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Ah, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, any wicked battle aside to turn my giver to a beggar. You need to pray that prayer, my sister. The battle that want to turn your giver to a beggar. You have been given from one nation to the other. The Bible says we shall be a blender to nations. There's a battle that assigned to turn your giver to a beggar. You need to address that battle to them. Say, we can battle. Assigned to turn my giver to a beggar. You are a liar scattered by fire. My sister, pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. You have been a blessing to people. Now you are not begging to eat from them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I reject it on your behalf. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, 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 yes. Help yourself into this prayer in the name of Jesus. Help yourself into the prayer in the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. You need to pray. There's a battle that will make you work so hard, but you won't live to enjoy that work you have worked. That will never be our portion in Jesus' name. So we want to address it now. There was a time years ago, I don't know, I can't remember the exact year. There was a man waiting, believing God for the indefinite leave, the paper to stay in the country. The moment the paper came out, the man was nowhere to be found. Why? A battle has arose in his life and have shifted him from his place of destiny. I want you to gather your strength to pray. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Say, any wicked battle that does not want me to enjoy the work of my hands. Ah, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Pray. Mommy, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. You have been working so hard. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Every battle that does not want you to enjoy the works of your hands. Oh, yes, scatter the battle. Oh, yes, scatter the battle. Oh, yes, scatter the battle. Ah, don't look at this way, my gentleman said. In the mighty name of Jesus, every battle that says you will not enjoy the works of your hand. Oh, yes, scatter the battle tonight. Don't joke with this battle. Oh, yes, scatter the tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray against yourself. We are attacking this battle. Say, the battle that is planning to arise in my life to turn my children to my enemies. Ah, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. The battle that wants to turn your children to your enemies. Oh, yeah, scatter the battle tonight. Scatter the battle tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. That is it. The battle that wants to turn your children to your enemies. In the name of Jesus. You have been laboring over these children. The time you are supposed to be enjoying them. The battle arouse and they will not turn them to your enemies. Enough is enough. Oh, yeah, die. My sister, pray that way. The battle must die. The battle must die. Aha! Pray. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, when I raise prayer point like that, is what I've seen in the physical and even in the spiritual. A woman that I know very well labored over the children that she's got. And at the point of her enjoying the children, all of them, not one, not two, not three, not, all of the children, they are now turning against her, turning her to a destitute. Somebody who labored for 9 months. Is it easy to carry pregnancy for 9 months? And the children have grown, they've now given back to their own children, they've now all married, but they are full-time enemy against their mother. Shout this one loud and clear. I beg you, if you're a mother here, pray this prayer point seriously. If you are yet to be a mother, sow the seed in the field of vision. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, we can battle. As I don't turn my children to my enemies, when I'm supposed to be enjoying them, you are a liar! Scatter by fire! Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, battle that want to turn my children to my enemies. In the name of Jesus, when I'm supposed to be enjoying them, open your mouth and pray. Aha! In the name of Jesus, help yourself, my sister. Help yourself, my brother. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! This is a serious battle tonight. Something must happen tonight. You have labored over these children. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. And then you need by Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare and declare over your children, you will not shed tears. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are still praying against this battle. This is a serious matter tonight. Shout to this one without apologies to any power. Say, we can battle. That is designed to disgrace me. On the day of my celebration, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The battle that is designed to disgrace me on the day of my celebration. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My sister, don't joke with this prayer. Something must happen tonight. Tonight is your night of prayer. Help yourself tonight. The battle that wants to arise at the day of your celebration in order to disgrace you. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help yourself, yourself. Aha! That is why you are here. I love the way you are praying that prayer. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. That is it. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer tonight. In Jesus. Imagine them, we pray. Jesus, we are still addressing the battle. I want to move on, but I don't know what happened. Beloved, some people have faced some things, and that thing has sent them to early grave. They did not plan dying soon, but some battle arose in their life, and that battle just sent them to early grave. Why? Because this world is full of wickedness. I want to gather your strength. The Bible says, with long life, it will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Are you ready to pray? Say, battles that is determined to send me to any grave. You are a liar! Scatter by fire! Pray. Aha! You better address it tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight, my sister. Every battle that want to send you to any grave, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. That is it. That is it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You told us a story before. He said one day, he brought somebody to him to him for prayers. This lady, very beautiful lady, according to the way he described it, and they arranged a wedding ceremony. And on the wedding ceremony, everybody, husband and wife, they did engagement, everything was fine. They did the, all the ceremony was going on fine. They entered the church, everything was beautiful. They did, oh, therefore, son of man, you shall join husband and wife, I love my wife, you are not Mr. Mrs. Labaja, they joined them together, no problem. The battle was either. The battle was either. The mama was so happy. The baba was so happy. Both parents were so joyful. They have mixed themselves together. And they now got to the level, so okay, let us go out and take picture, family picture. Now the family have been mixed up together. And when they lined up outside to give prayer, to take pictures, the photographer said, okay, mommy, you stay there. Daddy, adjust your gilly. You adjust your filler. You know how they do all these adjustments? They have done all the adjustments. Suddenly, when the man was about to take the picture like this, they don't know the kind of spirit that entered the wife, the newly wife. And in the presence of everybody there, she tore her clothes and almost ran mad. They packaged her back to inside the church. Wow. There is a battle that waited at the edge of her ceremony in order to turn her to madness. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every name, with a sevenfold amen, any battle that want to tamper with your day of celebration, if your amen is loud seven times, the battle shall scatter by fire. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter, they shall scatter, they shall scatter, they shall scatter, they shall scatter. Look at that happen. The package that was one letter to prayer. That's why it is dangerous for you to go into any marriage if you are single and you don't go with prayer. The world is full of wickedness. Some people want to die single. So you, if you now escape the man, say, just hear the Lord. And you now want to go and expose yourself. It's up to you. You need to go back to God in prayer and wrestle. The type of ignorance God overlooked. But now, everybody has come into repentance. You need to know what you are doing. You have to shout that prayer from loud and clear. Say, we can battle. That is determined to don't disgrace me on my day of celebration. Ah, you are a liar! Scatter by fire! Every incubated battle that is waiting for the day of my celebration in order to disgrace me. Oh, just scatter, scatter, scatter. My sister, you better prove yourself. Help yourself into this prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. He said, battle time. In the mighty name of Jesus, any battle waiting for the day of my celebration in order to disgrace me, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Aha! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Aha! That is it, my sister. Pray that prayer. 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 Pray that prayer for yourself. In Jesus' name, we pray. One more prayer point for the battle. Shout this one out and clear. Say we can battle. That is determined to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any battle that wants to turn your joy to sorrow, address them once and for all. In your family, there shall not be sorrow. In your children's life, there will not be sorrow. In your destiny, there will not be sorrow. Open your mouth and pray. The battle that wants to turn your children's life into sorrow, open your mouth. Aha! That is it, that's it. Pray, 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 pray. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Help yourself into that prayer. In the name of Jesus, nobody can help you except yourself. Help yourself into that prayer. I know the way you pray that prayer. My pastor, tell him, Baba. Resekele mo, shukuriya, Baba. Aha, that's it. That is it. That's it. That is it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So now, this few prayer points is for our children. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to, if you have given birth, I repeat it. When the prayer is going, you are praying the prayer, you will be mentioning the name of your children one by one. If you have given birth. But if you are yet to give birth, you are yet to get married, beloved, lay your hands on your womb, man, lay your hand on your belly button, and begin to pray this prayer. Why? Because you are sowing a serious seed for your children yet unborn. Shout this one without apology to yourself, to any power. Shout this one out of clear. Say powers that want me to cry over my children. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth. Aha! Now we are getting to that point. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You shall not cry over your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that wants to shed tears over Joseph and all of it, I command the power to die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for yourself. You know yourself very well. Pray for your children. Mention their name one by one. Because the power that wants to cry over them, the power shall be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, there is somebody on the line tonight. I thank God that you are here. This is the reason why you came for this prayer tonight. Because of your children. I am praying for you. The word that God has sent me to tell you is that no matter what you are praying, what you are facing regarding these children, you have been having sleepless nights over that child. But from today, the peace of God that surpasses man's understanding, if your amen can be the loudest where you are, receive the peace now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it in the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray number two prayer point. Whether you believe it or not, this happened in the Bible. Job chapter 1, if you read the whole chapter, the Bible says Job saw the dead body of his own, all his children. He died one day. That will never be a portion in Jesus' name. You are going to pray for yourself loud and clear. Say powers that I vowed that I will not the burial ground of my children. You are a liar. My sister, my mother, pray. Whether you have given birth or you are sitting in the seat, help yourself into my prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power that I vowed that I will not be buried again of my children, you are a liar. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, every wicked power that say I will not the burial ground of my children, you are a liar. You are not my God. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, I told you there's a small session for the children. We are getting there. So by the prayer. The next prayer point. Beloved, one of my greatest prayers that I pray regularly, our children are our joy. There is a level of sadness in a married couple that has no child in the house. They might not show it, but I use this opportunity tonight to decree and I declare to anyone under the sound of my voice. The Bible says heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go unfulfilled. Therefore tonight, whoever is on the line tonight, believing God for their own miracle children. They say, this pastor is praying for children again. When is my own children will come? I decree and I declare by the mandate of heaven, if your heaven is loud by this time next year, carry your children in the name of Jesus. Carry your children, 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 carry your children. In Jesus' name, it is done. Now we want to pray for those children who are carrying now. And those of us who have already given back to our children, who are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say this one without any apology. I told our children, our joy. You are going to say, powers of my father's house and my mother's house that want to tamper with my joy. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, any power of my father's house and that of my mother's house aside to tamper with my joy, you are a liar. Pray. Your children doing good is your joy. For them to give up in the morning is your joy. For them to get married is your joy. For them to give back is your joy. Open your mouth and pray. Any power that is determined to tamper with my joy, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, We are praying. Lastly, for the children, shout this one loud and clear. Say, whatever the enemy is planning over the life of my children, they shall be great in life. Open your mouth and pray for your children like that. It doesn't matter the package of the enemy. Joseph, you will make it. Peter, my family, we shall be well with you. Begin to prophesy to the life of your own children. Open your mouth and pray for them one by one. This is the time for you to pray for children. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, my children will make it. In the mighty name of Jesus. This one, they will succeed in life. In their school, they shall be the best. People shall not befall them. That will never be strengthened in their life. They will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus. They will not engage in any grant. In the mighty name of Jesus. This one, they will serve the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Quickly, Father, we thank you for that wonderful prayer. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's open our Bible quickly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bible with me to Mark chapter 9. I'll try and share the screen. Mark chapter 9. I'll be so fast because the time is fast spent. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. This kind. That is the title of my short message. This kind. Praise the name of the Lord. This kind. Praise the name of the Lord. I beg you in the name of Jesus, let's follow this story very well. This kind is the title of my short message. In Mark chapter 9 verse 14, the Bible says, and when he came to the disciples, that is Jesus Christ, he saw a great multitude around them, the scribe and disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, the people were greatly amazed, running into him to greet that Jesus Christ. And he asked the scribe, what are you people discussing with them? What are you discussing with them? And he said, then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought my son. Look at a parent. I brought my son who has a mute spirit. He could not speak. Mute spirit. He heard that Jesus was around. So he brought his son. But he could not find Jesus when he brought the son to them. And in verse 18, and whenever it sees, it is a, he has a mute spirit. It's a strange spirit. And whenever it sees him, it throw him down, that is the son, it foams out of his mouth, that is the son, gnash his teeth, that is the son, and becomes rigid. Look at the four problems in a child's life. Today, I pray for every child connected to this prayer line. Any spirit living inside of you that want to tamper with your future or your tomorrow, if your amen is loud, that spirit shall jump out suddenly in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at 18. And whenever the spirit seizes him, he throws him down, he foams at his mouth, he garnishes his teeth and becomes rigid. Which parent will be happy seeing the children go through this? So I spoke to your disciples. That's the man. That's the man telling Jesus. I spoke to your disciples and they could not cast out this thing. But they could not. To cast out the demon, they could not. We'll get to that point. And he answered and said to them, he said to him, oh, faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I bear with you? He said, bring him to me. They said they should bring the boy to Jesus. And they brought him to Jesus. When he saw him, immediately, you see, there is power in serving the Lord. There is grace over everybody serving Jesus Christ. He has not even spoken. The spirit saw him and suddenly he began to convulse the boy. Maybe Jesus will give up. And he fell on the ground and wallowed on the ground, foaming at his mouth. Look at the spirit at the point of deliverance. And he asked his father, how long has this thing happening to him? And he said, from childhood. I am praying for somebody here. Any problem you have been carrying from childhood, any problem your children have been carrying from childhood, if your heaven is loud, it shall expire now in the name of Jesus. It shall expire. It shall expire. It shall expire. It shall expire. It's this a first child in the name of Jesus. He has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I stand here to decree today, whatever spirit tormenting people in your family, that is tormenting your children, tormenting your wife, tormenting your husband, tormenting your dad, if your heaven is loud, within now and the next 30 seconds, if your faith is strong, the spirit will depart in the mighty name of Jesus. And in verse 22, and the Bible says, after being childhood, he said, and he often threw him both in the fire. Look at the kiru ishorobu kulele. That we throw the boy into the fire. After coming out of fire, he threw him into the water. Why? To destroy him. I decree tonight, into everyone here under the sound of my voice, any spirit operating in your family that is tormenting the life of your children, if your heaven is loud, they shall expire tonight in the name of Jesus. He said what? But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help. I'm sure the parents will have gone helter skelter. They don't know what to do. This kind of problem. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things will be possible to him who believe. And immediately, his father cried out with tears. Don't look at this one in the name of Jesus. You will not shed tears over your children in the name of Jesus. I said the father cried out with tears. He said, God, I believe, help my unbelief. And when 25, when Jesus saw that the people were groaning together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, you deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, he didn't suggest, I command you, he has the authority. He said, he has given unto us power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and over every unclean thing. He said, you deaf and dumb spirit, I pray for somebody here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every deaf and dumb spirit, every power that is operating in your life and in your children's, if your amen is loud, I command them to get out of you in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Death and those spirits, I command you to come out of him and enter him no more. Look at that statement. He didn't say go out. Like the one in Matthew chapter 12 verse 43. When the unclean spirit left the man, he said he was looking for a place to hide. And when he found out the place is garnished, he came back and replaced it with seven more spirits. No. He said, get out of this boy and enter him no more. I pray for somebody here. The demon that has gotten out of you after tonight's proclamation, they will never locate your family anymore in the name of Jesus. They shall not locate your family anymore in Jesus' name. We pray. He said what? The spirit cried out and convulsed him greatly, and it came out of him, and he became one dead. Like as one is dead. So many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, he lifted him up, and he arose. And when they had come to his house, his disciple went to him privately. Teacher, we have been following you up and down. Why couldn't we cast out this demon? Jesus answered them, he said, this kind of problem does not go without fasting and praying. My brother, my sister, to the glory of the Almighty God, Martin of Fire is doing 70 days fasting and prayer at the moment. There's some problem that will never go except you fast and you pray. You can look at this kind of thing. So if you have not keyed into that prayer session, I beg you, the devil, key to it now. It's a covenant that God has had with Dr. Dickie Lucas for the past 28 years. And diverse testimonies have been coming upon. He said, this kind of problem cannot go without fasting and prayer. The question now is, we have been eating very fast lunch and dinner for several years. The problem was still there. Now to abstain for food for a certain number of days, now problem. Say, wow. Yeah, that's how you remember you have a problem. Beloved, this kind of problem cannot go except what? You say fast and prayer. There are four kind of problems that I identified that are battling with human being. Number one is financial problems. People are suffering to a level whereby, you know, they are working, but there is nothing to show for it. If you look at first, I'm not going to read because of my time, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, the Bible talks about the widow. The man served the Lord. The husband, I said there was a certain man whose son was a son of a prophet. She served the Lord and he died. After serving the Lord, he died. I'm sure he died with the debt. And some people came around. Now that they know that the husband was dead, they came around and, well, since your husband could not pay the debt that he owed before he died, that's fine, Father, he was serving the Lord wholeheartedly. They said they are coming to teach his own children. The only thing that is making the mother happy was the two children. And they are coming to take it. Any power that want to negotiate what you and your husband has done with the life of your children, that power shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. They were negotiating the children. Say, I want to take the two sons. But thank God for the man of God. He said, what do you have in your house? He said, I don't have any job, but a jar of oil. He said, go and borrow an empty vessel. So the woman has got a financial problem. This kind of problem cannot go unless you fast and pray and connect to the throne of grace. She has a small oil in her hand, and it was the oil that delivered her. He said, go and borrow empty vessels. And after the empty vessels, he filled it up. He said, go and sell them. After selling them, go and pay your debt. And you and your sons can live with the rest. Beloved, so people are facing what is called financial problem. How can a pastor be begging for food for people on the street? A prophet. This is a kind of problem that we need to deal with within the 70 days. Number two, physical problem. Some people, you see them with all kind of painting in their faces and everything. Inside of them, there is battle. They are facing all lot of things. They are facing sickness that they cannot even explain to anybody. But we inside of them, this kind of problem does not go except to fast and pray. That is physical problem. If you don't believe me, go and read the story of the woman with the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8, verse 43. The woman she spent all that she had on a sickness until she connected to Jesus. He said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall remain whole. And that was the solution of her problem. That was, again, if you look at the story of John, the man at the pool of Bethesda, the man had got physical problems. He was at the pool for several years. He was just there waiting for the move of the water. John chapter 5. But yet, several years. But yet, nobody to help him out of his problem. For 38 years. I pray. Everyone facing one long-term problem or the other. Today, the problem shall expire. He said, this kind of problem does not go except to fast and pray. So apart from financial problem, some people are facing physical problems, like I said, that you look okay, but inside of you there is something not right. There is something going on in your inner man that when you remember like this, this is too much for me. I was listening to a video. I think I shared it with maybe on Tuesday with my children when I was doing devotion about 2 days ago. A man, the pastor went to go and visit somebody in the hospital. When he got to the hospital, he saw, I'm sure many of you would have seen the video on the social media. He saw that there's a little boy on the bed. The boy is, they use a tube to pass blood out of his body. And the blood goes into a machine. The machine's duty is to oxygenate the boy, the blood, and return it back to his body. Why? Because all his body system was paralyzed that he could not oxygenate his body. And he said, what kind of problem is this? Physical problem. He said, how much does this thing cost? He said, they pay £9,000 every week to oxygenate the boy's blood and put it back into his body. £9,000 every week. But you, after you've eaten solid panadia, you've eaten your brother's soup, that is so serious. Say, ah, God, what kind of way is, are you sure there is God? My problem is still there. You are complaining. You are angry. You don't know that some people that are already in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, God, for not appreciating enough. So some people are facing physical problem. This guy cannot go unless you fight, fast, and pray. Number three, some people are facing spiritual problems. Spiritual problem is a prayer that you know God has ordained you to be something in the future, but there is a force that is pushing you from not making that thing come to reality. If you don't believe me, go and read Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. There was a man called the Madman of Gadara. This man was born an evangelist. But he has a problem in his life that he was living in the tomb. In the name that is above every other name. Every problem facing your life expired now. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, it's a marital problem. This one is serious. Almost everybody now, even after this lockdown, the statistics in the United Kingdom of those marriages that have been broken down due to divorce also is over 18%. More than what it used to be. Why? Because there is marital issue. Marital problem. I pray for you today. Whoever is facing turbulence in their marriage, God is about to restore them in Jesus' name. What do we need to do? Four things to do. Number one, you need to run back to God. Run back to Jesus. Make him your friend, and he will take care of the problem. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and every laden, and I will give you rest. I pray, Lord, the Lord will give you rest in the name of Jesus. And the next thing is, What do we need to do? What you need to do is you engage in aggressive prayer warfare. Pray without ceasing. And number two, fast and pray. This time will not go unless you fast and pray. And lastly, engage in sacrificial giving. When I say sacrificial giving, you will need to pray to God, Father, I want to provoke heaven into action. You pay something sacrificially. To say, God, this story must change. This kind of problem does not go except by fasting and praying. And get the praise, and get the worship, and please avoid doubt and unbelief. This thing we have, avoid doubt and unbelief. And once you engage in prayer, you will see the hand of God move in your life in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray just to the prayer point? I don't know the kind of prayer point you are facing, but today, he says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous cannot be short. Cause you are going to pray. Say, any form of problem in my life, expire my fire. You know yourself very well. You know the one facing you. Address them as a wrong. Expire by fire. In the name of Jesus, any form of problem, spiritual problem, marital problem, financial problem, oh yeah, expire now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. In the name of Jesus, expire now. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say powers that does not want me to have peace in my life. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. The power that say you will not have peace in your children, you say you will not have peace in your marriage, they say you will not have peace in your finances, they say you will not have peace. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lastly, you are going to shout this all out and clear. Let your voice be loud anywhere you are. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise by fire. Give me a better story to tell. In the name of Jesus. Tell God to give you a better story. In the name of Jesus. Baby, Lord, see. Baby, Lord, see. Father, tell Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father Lord, give me a better story to tell. Enough of this bad story. This problem must go. In the name of Jesus, Father, give me a better story to tell. Tell God to give me a better story. In the name of Jesus, give my children, my family a better story to tell. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless your holy name for what you are doing and what you are about to do. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit everyone tonight who has been privileged to join in this prayer line tonight. In the name that is above every other name, your story will change to glory. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will move you to the next level. Every prayer seed you have sown tonight, by the grace of the Almighty God, In the name of Jesus, Lord, your story will change to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we share the grace and announce on Tuesday, please, because if you are a worker or a minister in your church, we have a program coming up for the minister's training. Workers and ministers training. Empowerment even in this COVID-19. What can we do to empower ourselves? So it doesn't matter which church you belong to, if you really want to know what to do as you continue in the country. We have been locked down at home for quite a few months now. What can we do as a minister, as a worker, to be empowered in the COVID-19? Please connect this same line on one Saturday, this coming Saturday, on the 17th of October, 5 p.m., and we shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray the Lord Almighty will open our understanding in the name of Jesus. As you do so, just connect on anywhere, and if you really, really, really want to learn, what can you do to make your life better, even in the midst of this COVID-19, you will see God will open our understanding in Jesus' name, we pray. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit? You will come to now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven, hallelujah, I want to go. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you,
thank you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you,
Pastor.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye, sir.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you. Sir.
God bless you.
Pastor. How will I get your number, sir?
God bless you.
079, write it down. 079.
079.
316.
316.
734.
734.
01.
01. Okay. My name is Patience, sir. I'll call you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you.
Good, madam. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, God bless. Good night. Bye bye. Bye bye.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Is it Manuel, sir?
Oh, God bless you, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir.
The Lord is your strength in Jesus' name.
Amen, sir.
Da-da-da. Uli astado. Ma-da-da-da. 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 Astado.